Talking about Mazda's new CX-9, the second-generation 7-seat SUV is vastly better. Gone is the thirsty 3.7-litre V6, replaced by a new generation 2.5-litre turbo-petrol four-cylinder. Power output 170 kilowatts with a welcome 420 newton-metres of torque. That's 15% up on the old V6, while Mazda suggests it's about 25% more fuel-efficient. Four CX-9 grades, Sport, Touring, GT and the Topliners Army, all in front or all-wheel drive with 6-speed automatic, prices from $42,490. Entry models have a reversing camera with rear parking sensors, LED headlights and satellite navigation. The higher-grade GT and Azami adds a wider selection of comfort, safety and convenience features. Attention has been paid to cabin noise, ride quality and fuel consumption. A nice driver in all models, the two-wheel drive's a little lighter and perhaps more appealing. Noticeably quieter to the first CX-9 in terms of interior noise, while ride quality and drivability from the new 2.5-litre turbo 4 is top class, steering response and feel also a high point. More fuel efficient, yes, but I had trouble achieving Mazda's claim figures. Close on the two-wheel drives at 8.8 litres per 100, several litres higher on the four-wheel drives at 10.8. The Mazda CX-9 is not a hard-nosed off-roader, although it does have 220 millimetres of ground clearance. I'm David Berthon.